A reading from the book of Genesis. Jacob departed from Beersheba and proceeded toward Haran. When he came upon a certain shrine, as the sun had already set, he stopped there for the night. Taking one of the stones at the shrine, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep at that spot. Then he had a dream. A stairway rested on the ground, with its top reaching to the heavens, and God's messengers were going up and down on it. And there was the Lord standing beside him and saying, I, the Lord, am the God of your forefather Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you are lying I will give to you and to your descendants. These shall be as plentiful as the dust of the earth, and through them you shall spread out east and west, north and south. In you and your descendants, all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. Know that I am with you. I will protect you wherever you go and bring you back to this land. I will never leave you until I have done what I promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he exclaimed, Truly the Lord is in this spot, although I did not know it. In solemn wonder, he cried out, How awesome is this shrine! This is nothing else but an abode of our God, and that is the gateway to heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone, and he put under his head, and he set it up as a memorial stone and poured oil on top of it. He called the site Bethel, whereas the former name of the town had been Luz. Jacob then made this vow, If God remains with me to protect me on this journey I am making, and to give me enough bread to eat and clothing to wear, and I come back safe to my father's house, the Lord shall be my God. This stone that I have set up as a memorial stone shall be God's abode. The word of the Lord. In you, my God, I place my trust. In you, my God, I place my trust. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You, my God, I place my trust, for he will rescue you from the snare of the fowler, from the destroying pestilence. With his pinions he will cover you, and under his wings you shall take refuge. In you, my God, I place my trust. Because he clings to me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he acknowledges my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in distress. In you, my God, I place my trust. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him and said, My daughter has just died, but come lay your hand on her and she will live. Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak. She said to herself, If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured. Jesus turned around and saw her and said, Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you. And from that hour the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, Go away, the girl's not dead but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose, and news of this spread throughout all the land. The Gospel of the Lord. And so, you know, every day I place in the morning scriptures online and then scriptures at night. In the morning's usually a little kick in the butt, normally, and at night is usually something comforting. And so every once in a while I get all kinds of weird comments, but one, the guy kept coming back again and again and saying, Context, context. This is not meant for us. It's meant for Jacob in the Old Testament. Context is everything. There you go. True. It was meant for Jacob. But the thing about the Word of God is what is in Scripture wasn't just for them, it is for us. It's the living Word. So just as God healed and brought life today, God can heal in the Scriptures, so he can do that in our own life. Just as he said to Jacob today, which is a phenomenal thing if you and I were to meditate it as we begin this day, know that I am with you and I will protect you wherever you go. This is a promise in the Scriptures. Now, you can sit there and say, oh, it was for Jacob, it's not for me, and make the Scriptures absolutely no power, rob them of all their power because you read this as a history book. This is not a history book. It's God speaking to us today. That's what the Word of God is. It's a living reality of Jesus Christ. So God says to you today, I am with you. I will protect you wherever you go. And as Jesus brought healing to the woman and he brought life to the little girl, he can bring healing and life to us. The big difference is whether you read this and you listen to it as a history book or whether you embrace it with faith. Faith is the reality that makes this real in your life and in mine. So today, let's not just listen to some dead word of 2,000 years, but let us encounter the living God as he speaks this word of life and healing and protection in our own lives. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and pray. We pray as all.